Good Wednesday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Just when it seemed like the shutdown fight was over, we got word late last night that there were problems in drafting the border security deal. We started getting text messages late last night that they had hit a roadblock. Senior aides and lawmakers drafting the bill had hit a number of snags. It seems like the deal was announced a bit too early. The two sides agreed on the big issues in principle, but as they put pen to paper, there were both critical issues and ancillary issues that were not yet solved.
It's unclear how serious these problems are at this point. And fair warning, these deals often come apart a few times before they come back together. The difference is the government shuts down the day after tomorrow, and the House had wanted to vote on this deal this evening. So we are going to lay out the pain points at this moment. First, there are disagreements on border language. As Republicans and Democrats work out the border barrier language, they've hit some snags on how to craft the language that gives President Donald Trump his $1.375 billion for the border wall. Republicans felt like Democrats might try to tie the president's hand on who needs to give approval, where it is, and how to build it.
There are also issues with federal contractor back pay. Congress has already passed legislation to make whole federal workers who were not paid during the last shutdown. There's an effort afoot in negotiations between Republicans and Democrats to insert language to do the same for federal contractors. This is not necessarily a partisan issue. Ron Johnson of Wisconsin had a bill that did this, but there is definite disagreement among Republicans and Democrats about whether they could squeeze this in. The Violence Against Women Act is also at issue. VAWA was extended as part of the last government funding bill, and it expires on Friday. Republicans have pushed for a clean, straight extension as part of this bill. Democrats want to deal with VAWA separately. They have their own bill. If it's not extended before Friday, it will lapse.
Again, many of these issues can be worked out, but there is very little time. The president was tweeting last night about the deal, and he seemed fairly positive, thanking hardworking Senator Richard Shelby and saying that he will be getting almost $23 billion for border security. He later thanked all the Republicans for their hard work. I spoke with Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson in the latest Women Rule podcast, where we talked about everything from space to the increasing number of women in senior defense industry jobs. Interestingly enough, she stayed mum about whether she's interested in taking on the defense secretary position, saying just, "I serve here at the pleasure of the president and with the confirmation of the Senate, and I think that's probably where I am." You can listen to the full interview on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ileana Johnson has a story up about how John Bolton is using social media to try to affect foreign policy. Alex Eisenstadt reports Chuck Schumer is trying to recruit Amy McGrath, a Democrat who ran against Congressman Andy Barr, to run against Mitch McConnell in 2020. Schumer has been targeting breakout stars from the 2018 election cycle who lost. He's also trying to get Stacey Abrams to jump into the Senate race in Georgia. The Washington Post, meanwhile, has an interview with Speaker Nancy Pelosi's daughter, who talks about growing up with her as a mom. Pelosi will attend and speak at the DNC's winter meeting tonight at their I Will Vote Gala in D.C. On the 2020 front, Alex Thompson reports that Steve Bullock is traveling to Iowa at the end of the week, getting one step closer to running for the White House.
And here's what's on tap for Trump's Wednesday. The president will meet with the Colombian president, who's arriving at noon. He will then have lunch with him. At 2:50 p.m., he will go to the JW Marriott to speak to the Major County Sheriffs and Major Cities Chiefs Association Joint Conference. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.